Really happy to be checking back in again with Kit Burke and Sandra Sines of the Quincy Animal Shelter for our what will be last virtual remote updates. Hi, Kit. Hi, Sandra. Nice to see you both.
Like, good morning. Likewise.
Appreciate it. Kit, why don't we jump right into it? How's the shelter doing these days?
Shelter is doing great, all things considered. Thank you. We continue to have good adoption numbers. We're building up our volunteer team again. We lost a percentage of our volunteers through the whole pandemic. Things changed with people's jobs and lives and so on. So we're actually looking for people that might want to come in and volunteer. If they're interested, they can go to our website and click on volunteer, and the information will be there, and someone will contact them. So people for cat care, some dog walkers, and occasionally there's some things that can be done remotely. So if people have an interest, reach out. We'd love to have you.
Okay. Are you open to the public yet?
Not yet. Sandra and I have been talking about it, and I would suspect probably closer to the end of July. Same thing, you know, the adoption team is all volunteer. Mm-hmm. And so our adoption manager is just tightening up some holes and whatnot so that, you know, we can better we can better serve the people when they come in.
Okay. So it's by appointment only now?
Yes. And it has been. If they see an animal on our website, then there's information to tell them how to reach out. One of our adoption reps would, you know, respond and just make sure that they understand, if not for that particular animal, generally what type of cat or dog are they looking for and whatnot. And the adoption team's done a fabulous job through all of this, a combination of virtual and in-person. And the end result has been a lot of animals going home, which is what we want.
That's great, yeah. Have you seen a change in the amount of surrenders that you're getting at the shelter?
Well, you know, it's not really what we expected. We really thought that we were going to see numbers jump up because people maybe had lost their employment and whatnot, and economically it had become a burden. There hasn't been that much of that, which is good. But I don't have hard numbers, but I can just tell you intuitively, we've had a lot of animals come in this year, so 2021 to date, because owners have passed away.
Hmm.
And I don't know whether, you know, they don't disclose that it was COVID or something else. So I think that's tough. It's tough for the animal. We'll take them even if they're seniors.
Mm-hmm.
Our supporters are excellent about adopting a senior animal as long as it's social. You know,
right. Yeah.
People are very kind. We have good folks adopting from us, and, you know, they'll take a cat that's 14. You know, that's great. But we also have so much development in Quincy, as you know, that mm-hmm. Many of these new buildings, apartments and condos, are pet friendly. And I suspect once we start to get back in a little bit of a more normal routine that, you know, we'll see some of these folks. And ultimately, we may see a bump in surrenders from that, you know, if they're going to move and they can't get another pet friendly accommodation for housing. So we'll see.
Yeah. We heard a lot about, you know, the pandemic puppies. Folks were home so much last year that a lot of them adopted. Did you see that in Quincy too?
We haven't seen that really yet.
Oh, okay.
I can't say we won't, but, you know, to date we haven't.
Okay. Interesting. So let's talk about the population at the shelter right now. What have you got?
Excuse me. We're running with about 15 to 20 cats. Our kittens are in foster homes. We have very few kittens to date relative to other years. Although over the last 5 years, what we call kitten season has really been starting later and later. Last year, I think it was closer to the end of June. So we'll see. But right now our kitten numbers are down in terms of just having the animals. We have currently just about three dogs, I think, that are in, because they too have been getting adopted and going off to new homes, which is wonderful.
Okay, very good. Sandra, what does the shelter need right now in terms of donations, volunteers?
Like Kit just said, we are trying to beef up our volunteer staff again. Because of everything that went on during COVID. And I trust that we will be able to do that. I mean, we have always had a very strong team of volunteers, but it's going to take a little while for us to get the numbers back up where they need to be. As far as the board of directors, we're always looking for people who want to serve on our board. And we have a nice group of people right now, you know, very solid, you know, a good variety of people from Quincy, business backgrounds, but we're definitely looking for people who may have an accounting background, finance, maybe a legal background. It's always nice to have an attorney on the board, but and if people are interested, they can certainly reach out to me at president@quincyanimalshelter.org. Send us a copy of their resume. Come to one of our board meetings to see what we're all about, to see if it's something that they want to commit to and help us out. But we have had a very strong year. We've done very, very well. Fundraising was a challenge last year. So like many organizations, we had to try new things, you know, tried to do some things virtually, which were okay. And we're certainly grateful for the money that we did raise, but it's certainly no substitute for live events. Right. And that is probably the biggest thing that we are trying to navigate right now is, you know, how are we going to get back out there and have some of the tried and true events that we've had over the last few years, like our wine tasting and our road race and pictures with Santa. But the one thing that I think so far that we have on the books that we will go forward with and we're trying to put together now is our fall fair in November. And that's just a great event for, to get going right before the holidays for Christmas shopping. And we've just started planning that. But we're definitely looking forward to having some other things this year and to get back out there. I do think we're going to have Yappy Hour down at Blue at Marina Bay in August. We're still trying to put that together. And again, that's a good fundraising event, but it really is a great social event. If you're a dog lover and you want to bring your dog outside and have a fun afternoon with other like-minded dog-loving people, it's perfect. So that's what I think we are missing the most, because Kit and the adoption team at the shelter have been outstanding. I mean, part of the pandemic itself allowed everyone to, you know, come and adopt animals, but they never took a break, you know. So it's a real tribute to them that they have been able to get all of the animals that we did have in our care really great homes.
For the volunteers, is there like a training session that they would go through if they wanted to volunteer?
Yeah, we're set up so that once it's decided on both sides that we want to work together, depending on where you want to focus, whether it's with dogs or cats, some people will subsequently do what we call cross-train, but initially they pick an area. So then there is like a 3-week mentoring process where they work alongside of someone that has been doing this for a while, someone that they can have as a point person to show them the ropes and whatnot. And then, you know, they would gradually kind of get off on their own and do things. But especially with being primarily volunteer, you can't just throw people, you know, into the water. You have got to, you know, help them and explain and whatnot. So that's how we're structured currently. We have a volunteer coordinator who is available should something come up that is beyond the realm of normal mentoring. And it's just a great blend of people. I've often thought that there's so many people that I've gotten to know over the last 21 years that our paths would have never crossed without the shelter.
Yeah.
And so I'm very grateful for that. Some wonderful relationships.
Yeah. You know, that's, they often say, you know, food and music are great equalizers. I think pets are another one also.
You're right. That's absolutely right.
Yeah. Any news at all, Kit, on the new shelter up on Quarry Street from the city at all?
Well, Sandra can comment too that they are, they're talking in a little more detail about, for example, I got an email the other day for plans for what the new kennels, dog kennels, will look like and the dimensions and whatnot. So that's a lot more specific than what we've done before. Sandra and I were both part of a 19-person Zoom meeting in the beginning of May that included a lot of city representation, animal control, the police canine unit, the architect. So again, you know, a little more substance than what we've had.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we're being told that they hope to put a shovel in the ground this fall.
Okay.
So that would be great. And I think, and Sandra can maybe speak to this a little better, but I think the one thing that's looming that we wish we had a little more clarification on is that it's highly probable that they're going to relocate us interim because they want to start doing the development down here for the new police department and whatnot, which they definitely need. But the shelter's not built. So we would have preferred not to do a middle move, but it is what it is. But the sooner we know where we're going, we can more realistically address what we can take, what we can't, what do we have to store, and so on. So, like any time you've lived somewhere for 21 years, there's a lot of stuff to get rid of. So,
absolutely, sure. Yeah, when you're dealing with live animals, it adds another whole component to it, sure.
It is, that's right. A lot of people don't factor that piece in, you know. They need to be fed every day.
Yeah, and it's disruptive to them, you know, their routines are disorganized, so there's an adaptation process they have to go through too.
That's absolutely true.
Yeah. Did you want to add anything to that, Sandra?
Yeah, I just want to say, so we are so excited about this, but as Kit pointed out, this has been in the works for 6 years. So it's been a very, very slow process up to this point. And just recently, things have starting to speed up a little bit. And when I saw the plans for the new shelter, it's just so exciting. I mean, we're finally going to get the shelter that this city deserves. Obviously, the location at 56 Broad Street was built to be a dog pound, and that was completely normal back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we have worked, it's now been 22 years that we have been working with this city to give animals a second chance. And while we're very grateful for the time that we spent at Broad Street, and part of me will miss that because, like Kit said, I mean, it's a very, very special place. You know, I mean, friendships, you know, what we've done for animals, just the camaraderie that we've all had over the years in doing what we do in on a shoestring budget, you know, with really very, you know, very few resources at that building. It's going to be like going into the Taj Mahal. You know, this shelter is going to have everything we've ever hoped and dreamed of, with a couple of exceptions. Nothing's perfect, but it's going to be pretty great. And we're going to be able to serve the community in ways bigger than just adoptions and surrenders. And that's what we're excited about, is that animal sheltering has changed so much since we started. Now, I can speak for myself. When I started 22 years ago, I didn't know anything about this business. I just knew that I loved animals. And now we have all educated ourselves in so many ways. And like I said, the profession, if you will, has changed so much. And now it's really about helping people, you know, helping people keep their pets. It's not always about, oh, we'll just take them. You know, maybe there's a solution. And again, hats off to Kit and her team for thinking of solutions. You know, sometimes people just might need a couple of bags of food to get through a difficult time, or they might need some guidance on finding a veterinarian or a low-cost spay-neuter. And, you know, those are the things that help people keep their animals. And that's what we really want to do. I mean, you know, our shelter is great and our volunteers are fantastic, but, you know, we want to help people, not just the animals. And this building will afford us that luxury, we hope, in the future. And like Kit said, the only negative that we are that's gonna come our way is the relocation. That's not ideal. We wish that we knew a little bit more about what was going to happen, because everyone's so familiar with 56 Broad Street. You know, we're going to have to change a lot of things, probably for about a year to 18 months.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I think too, one of the key services that the shelter provides that, you know, you don't get at, say, a commercial pet store, is you try and find a right match, right, between the animal and the human. I mean, it's not just go in, you know, buy a dog, don't know anything about it, and it could be a complete disaster. I mean, you really try and create lasting relationships.
That's a very good point, Joe, because we make it very clear in our adoption process that while we will always try to accommodate what the adopter is looking for, our animals are not available first come, first served. It's not like you can just come in and point to an animal and say, I'll take that one.
Right.
And part of that is because we want it to be a good experience for everybody. And also, you know, we feel that we have an obligation to the animals in our care to, you know, due diligence and to, you know, really look to find, as you said, you know, the best match. I mean, there could be people that love a border collie as a dog, but they want a couch potato. Not going to happen.
Right.
You know, and don't get an English bulldog if you're a runner. I mean, it just doesn't work. So you're right. That's a very good point, that we really do try to have everybody come away with what they're looking for.
So. Yeah. I really think it's key, really, and it puts your heads and shoulders above any other, you know, quote unquote pet service, if you will, because you don't want them back. you want them to find their forever homes.
Yep, but our policy is and has always been, if something doesn't work out, if something changes in your life, we will always take our animals back. So, and again, that's really. Yes, it's a service to the people, but it's mostly because we want to protect those animals.
Yep. Another big difference between you and then the commercial retailers, right. For sure.
Thank you for noticing.
Absolutely. I'd like to point it out because I think people should know for sure. Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
I'm sorry, what?
Anything else we should let folks know about right now?
There is a pot. Well, this is probably premature, but our hope is that once we get a little more certain about where we're going and when, couple of years ago, we very successfully had what we just called a clean out sale. Sometimes we just end up with new items, gently used items, and we just can't use it all. And so we did like a sale, and we just asked people to make an offer. I mean, we didn't buy any of it. So interestingly enough, it was much more manageable doing it that way, make an offer. And so many of the purchases, people paid more than we would have asked them for. Okay. So I think that, you know, this stuff is far too nice to just toss, you know, to put in the trash. And so we're going to hopefully, if everything continues to go the way it is with COVID and the numbers staying down, hopefully to have something maybe outside that we could repeat that. And it's a great way for us to make some money, and it's a great way for the public to get some items that they could use or would like to have for a song, basically.
So oh, very good. Okay.
We'll let you know when we have a date for that.
Okay. Yeah, please do. And we'll be happy to publicize that for you. We should remind folks that any donations to the Quincy Animal Shelter are tax deductible, certainly.
That's right.
And do you participate in the Amazon Smile program as well?
Yes. And that is, I think since we started, I just saw a notification from Amazon. I think that we've received close to $7,000.
That's great.
You know, I mean, it flows in, but for so many people that are shopping online anyway, there's no extra work to do that. You know, you just go into smile.amazon and select the charity, and then the rest is automatic in terms of the shopper.
Yes.
And even to us. So it's a wonderful way to support us.
Yes, costs the shopper nothing extra. So that's a great asset for sure.
If I could just mention, I encourage everybody to visit QuincyAnimalShelter.org. There is tons of information on our website about how you can donate to us. Also, following us on Facebook and Instagram is another way to learn about adoptable animals and any fundraisers that we're having. We also have a library of all of our editions of The Scoop that has a lot of heartwarming stories about all of the work that we do. But all of that information about Amazon Smile is on there, and our Wesley's Wish Feral Cat Fund, Mickey's Medical Fund. We also have a building fund, you know, for our expenditures that we're going to have when we go into the new shelter. So there's all sorts of ways that you can help us, including a wish list, you know, dog food, cat mm-hmm. litter. So it's a wealth of information. You know, people are interested in finding out what we need.
Okay, good. QuincyAnimalShelter.org. And a good phone number for folks to call.
Phone number, 617-376-1349.
Very good. How is the, just curious, how is the new dog park being received? Have you heard where it's going to be right across from where the new shelter will be?
I went up there recently for the first time, and it's just adorable. I mean, if you love dogs, I mean, I just stood up there. I didn't have a dog to bring, but they have three different sections.
Yes.
And, there's the big, large area where all of the bigger dogs are running around, but the little puppy area and small dog area, I mean, it's just so much fun to see, you know, all these dogs getting along and everything. My only impression was that, and this is no different than a children's playground, is that, you know, people just need to pay attention,
yeah.
You know, pay attention to what their dogs are doing. Cause I mean, dogs are not perfect. They can have, you know, tussles and skirmishes, and you don't want anyone to get hurt. But the day I was up there, everybody seemed to be having a really great time. And it is, it's right across the street from the location of the new shelter. So
right.
It's going to be a busy road.
Indeed. Yeah. What have you heard, Kit?
Same thing, that it's certainly being well received by the residents of Quincy. It's pretty accessible, you know. It's you don't see it from the road, but right. It's up there. And I mean, I agree with Sandra. People just need to be reminded sometimes that, you know, if your dog is like, my dog currently is not a candidate for a dog park. She's too reactive to other dogs. And I think that people need to be responsible and honest in their assessment of their own pets. And as Sandra said, it's easy to sometimes if you go up there on a regular basis, you get to know people, and you just got to kind of keep in the back of your mind that even though you're talking to a friend, you need to keep an eye on your dog. But they did a very nice job up there. And I love that they sectioned it so that senior and small dogs don't have to be in the fray of a galloping husky or something else. But I think they did a beautiful job up there.
Yeah, that's good. It's good to hear, for sure. All right. I want to thank you both. Really appreciate it. Good to talk to you. And like I said, next time we'll be in person.
Well, always great. And appreciate you always staying in touch with us. Thanks, Joe.
Yes. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. All right. Be well.